Well, it was a good win for us today. I thought our guys played hard. I was happy with the way that the defense responded after last week's performance. I thought again that Teddy played well. You know, he had a 90 quarterback rating and would have been over 100 if the ball wouldn't have hit our guy in the chest and bounce out. But I was really proud of the effort, though, the way they fought. And we had a bunch of guys go in there. Adam Thielen goes in and catches three catches for 60 yards or something, a 44-yard touchdown pass. We had Audie Cole goes in and makes a ton of plays. Marcus Sherrills has a heck of a punt return, makes a guy miss and gets down the sideline. We did a good job blocking there. One of our goals was to have a big play in the return game. And Josh Robinson got it handed to him the first time we played these people, and I don't believe that he gave up a catch today. So those are all good things that that makes you feel good as a coach, and it's good to win. Question.
Thing defensively that was maybe different today?
You know, we, for the most part, we lined up and did our job. You know, we did what we asked them to do. We didn't freelance. We didn't, you know, we covered our guys. We were in the right place. You know, and if a guy messed up, and we had some mess ups but somebody else helped. And, you know, if you do those things, you can play good defense. If you got 11 guys and doing things that they're supposed to do, and you know, and competing, and you know, we tackled average at the beginning, I thought, but we rallied around and we kept swarming the ball. And you know, that's more about what I would like to look like. It's not totally, but you know, it's getting closer.
You talked about Cole and Thielen stepping up. Has that been kind of almost the theme of the season, all these injuries, defections, but everyone talks about next man up, and you know, I'm sure it was good for you to have that in closing, I guess, this season.
Well, I do think that, you know, in the NFL, this is a survival of the fittest each and every week, and so, you know, we're not the only team to have to deal with injuries and other issues, so we're not going to pat ourselves on the back for that, but it's good for guys to come in there and you know, when they get the opportunities to go do some things. You know, this might have been the first time in my career we dressed four linebackers for the game.
Would Dylan have been in position to catch that touchdown pass if not for other people not quite doing their jobs?
In other words, was he out there
as part of the plan, or did that come about during the game?
It came out as part of the game. We didn't have that play in for him particularly. But it's, you know, it's great. You know, a guy like him that goes out and he busts his rear end each and every week. You know, he does whatever he can do, and for him to get the opportunity. And they busted the coverage, but, you know, that's important as we get going and continues those things. You know, I told the team, I told them I'd see him Wednesday. I don't want to stop. I want to keep going. And so I was going to give him victory Monday, but they said it'd be April 20th or something like that. So they overruled me on that one. But there was a lot of good things.
You're just not learning things about guys. What? Did you learn something about Adi today?
Yeah, I probably did. You know, he really was playing out of position. He was playing the Will linebacker, but we didn't want to move Hodges, and Hodges was probably really a Will, and you know, we'd move two guys, and you know, but Audie played in there in all the subgroups, the nickel packages, the whole bit today. He made all the calls and checks, and the more you can do, the longer you get to stay, the more, and then when you get your opportunity, you go out and do it, and you know, and he wasn't mistake free, but. But his heart was big.
I know you've been preaching for these guys to finish, particularly on defense. How satisfying was it the way the game ended, not only after the kickoff return that
gives them great field position. They're able to get a stop after that fourth down play, and then, you know, at the end, only let them, you know, not even let them get to midfield before kind of slamming the door.
Yeah. Well, you know, Greg
Coleman told me that it's the first time since the St. Louis game, which seems like light years ago, that we had not given up a touchdown defensively. And I kind of said there's way too many weeks in between that that's happened. But, you know, we rose up on the when they got the turnover on the 9-yard line. Then after the kickoff return, like you say. And then, you know, there are situations throughout the course of the year you think about that the Buffalo, when they hit the 4th and 20 and we end up losing the game. And then, you know, these guys have an opportunity, if they go down and score a touchdown, to win the game. But my mentality today was that we were going to do whatever we had to do to win. And, you know, I think our guys, you know, we didn't blitz as much today as we normally do. But we made some plays. The last two plays of the game, I think we rushed three, and, you know, we're double covering guys and things like that. So, but it was good for, you know, I just think overall defensively we played better today.
Like, did you expect them
to throw down field more? Well, we were trying to take some of their downfield throws away, but, you know, Xavier covered Alston Jeffrey today, and I maybe gave him help a few times, but not very often. So he did a good job, we let the quarterback get out of the pocket a couple times. Otherwise, it probably would have been really good.
What has Xavier shown you over the past 3 weeks, even today and last week, kind of moving into the slot some too? What has he shown you about his ability?
You know, Xavier. Xavier came up to me and said, thanks for everything, helping him get good, you know. And he's got a chance to be a really good football player. And he's going to progress more with the mental aspect of the game. Right now he's just relying a lot on his physical ability. And once he figures it out and you know, there's a lot of other things that we can do with him that allow us to continue to be good defensively, and it just depends on how fast he progresses into where he's going. But, you know, he's a great kid, works real hard, that has improved so much from the time we had him in OTAs. You know, he was just a big piece of clay, really, that had a ton of ability, and we've been able to – Jerry Gray's done a great job with him, and getting him to understand things.
Where have you seen the biggest improvements with Xavier from OTAs? I mean, it seems like he's come a long way in a couple of different aspects.
His technique, his press, when he's playing bump and run on guys, and there's still a lot of things he has to improve on. But, the thing I like about him, he's a tough kid. And, the ball comes over there, he's going to hit that, the back comes over to his side, he's going to hit him. He's not going to get out of the way. And, that's all part about, you know, we don't have cover corners. We have corners that have to tackle, too.
Well, you obviously wanted to have a winning record. You still have the best record by Vikings first-year coach in 22 years. How would you assess the job that you did as a first-year NFL head coach?
I'll on Tuesday, when is it, Tuesday?
11 o'clock
Tuesday, I'll figure that out. But right now, I'm still kind of thinking about the third down and the fourth down call and the different things that went out throughout the course of the game. So I'll give you an honest opinion about all I know is we're 7-9, and so.
Can you at least talk about the importance of closing today? I know you downplayed it a little bit a few days ago, but 7-9 does sound a lot better than 6-10.
Yeah, it sounds a lot better to me. Teddy, I was walking off the field there at the end, and I know you guys have been on my rear end about the division game, but Teddy, I didn't even think about it. He comes over and hands me the ball. He says, first division win. And I said, oh, thanks, Ted. I'm sorry, what was the question? Oh, 7-9 or 6-10. I like to win. So
You know, the more that we can go and the more that we can win. And I don't know. I think it gives everybody, you know, the fans have been great with me here. I think it gives them some hope. I think the way that Bridgewater played gives them some hope. You know, hopefully they've liked how we compete. And, you know, we're definitely not perfect. We got a long way to go. But, you know, there's some good positives to take out of things.
When did Xavier come up to you and thank you? You're
welcome.
And after the game, what did that mean to you?
He cares. And yeah, I guess maybe he thinks I know what I'm doing. I don't know.
You talked about the optimism and the hope for the future. Can you talk about that specifically in relationship to Teddy Bridgewater? I mean, it looks like the Vikings may have finally found their quarterback.
Yeah. You know, this kid is really everything that you want in a quarterback, I think, personality-wise. And, you know, and somebody asked me about his you know, is he going to take charge and all these things? All I know is that the players on the football team, the coaches, the organization, hopefully the fans, believe in this kid. You know, I'd like to go back and see how many times the fans were yelling, Fran, 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 you know, during the game or something like that, because, you know, he gives them hope. But the thing that I get impressed with him is he makes other people better around him. You know, he's helped Charles Johnson have a heck of a year. We were going to go for it on the one play where he ran the boot and scrambled for the first down. We're going to go for it on fourth down anyway. But you know, those, he makes plays. He just continues to make plays, and he would have had a you know, and he's accurate. You know, everybody, you know, Norv and I talk about this a lot. You know, you talk about those real strong arm quarterbacks and guys that hum the ball everywhere. But the bottom line is getting it to the guy in position to catch the ball and run with it. And Greg made a great catch on a one third down, but he made some great throws in there. And I know that Teddy is going to work extremely hard in the offseason, get bigger, get stronger. You know, because he's still a little bit undersized for the NFL quarterback, but the things he's done to come in here as a rookie, to take charge, to really put this team on his shoulders as much as we did, he's really impressive.
We talked about Thielen on offense. Can you just hit a little bit on that tackle he made on special teams? And just kind of the critical point in that game, especially with how well your defense was playing.
Yeah, well, it gave us an opportunity to get him stopped. And, you know, good things happen when you hustle. And that's how type of kid Adam is, you know. It's great to see a guy from Mankato State come up here and get the NFL and do the things that he's been doing. You know, I think his story is good for whole bunch of players around the nation that, you know, they hey, all I want is an opportunity, you know, and then when he gets the opportunity, he takes advantage of it. So, but it's hard work. It's being intelligent. It's, you know, you don't have to tell him to do things harder. You don't have to tell him to line up differently. You don't have to tell him to you know, he gets it. So that's big.
And the fourth and inches at the end, was that the same play? It looked pretty similar, like same alignment, same motion. You guys just weren't able to out
it. Yeah, and we ended up blocking the wrong guy. It's this much. We could have not blocked anybody and gained that much. We should have, you know. But anyway.
When you see Masiata today, he in the past had been kind of a north-south guy. Made a couple of nice cuts.
I thought Matt ran great today. You know, he ran with a purpose, strong, good cutbacks. You know, he actually came up to me after that fourth and one and said, I messed that up. I should have got it. But, you know, the thing that Asiata does, he runs with his pads over his shoulders, and he's got good feet. And he's a good kid. He's a really good kid.
Kind of asking a lot of him. to take over when McKinnon went down. But what do you think about the job that he did with that recently?
I think he's done a good job. You know, Matt's a solid guy. He's good in protection. He's another guy, when he gets the opportunity, he goes out and goes, you know. And he's always got a smile on his face. He's always not, he doesn't joke around much, but he's got a smile on his face, and at least when he talks to me.
This week you had 13 points, one less. 2 weeks you're up 14-0 and lost. How do you believe the offense did today?
I thought they were sporadic, to be honest with you. You know, we had a couple really good drives, but we were kind of, you know, at the beginning of the game, kind of milling around. We jumped off sides. We didn't get out of bounds on a two-minute drill. We had another time we jumped off sides, you know. But in the second half, we cleaned up a lot of those things, and we moved the ball a lot better. So, you know, I think our third down conversions were pretty good for the most part today. But we weren't, you know, like you said, the last week we played great offensively, I thought, and then not near as good today.
You talked to Dennis earlier this week about how momentum doesn't necessarily carry over into the next season because personnel changes and all that kind of stuff.
I was lying about all that.
What does carry over from an end of season win when you're not a playoff team?
You know, I honestly don't know. You know, things change so much in the NFL from year to year. You know, no one expected Carolina and New Orleans and, you know, those teams in that division to be with the records that they had, and, you know, so things change fast. I think it maybe just gives you a good feeling about going into next year, and I hope like crazy that it is a factor towards next season. But the bottom line is, if we don't come to work when it's time to get back to work, and we don't get in the weight room, get stronger and more physical, and understand more how to win games at the end of the year, it doesn't matter. You know, when we get to training camp, we get the OTAs, all the things that we have to do to win these close games that we've lost, it really doesn't matter. So maybe I can use it as a teaching tool more so as we get going.
Time for two more.
Cordell Patterson, in relation to the ball that bounced off his chest, and what do you got to do to continue to get him to keep his head high, you know, with everything that's happened to him and having it down here?
Yeah. Well, I've got a plan for this offseason for him, and hopefully it works, but it's going to be up to Cordero. I'll leave it at that.
Last one.
There we go. Good job.
Does that lead into next year? Do we get next one?
No. No next year. Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Ted.